They don't make them like that anymore, do they, in Hollywood? Well, the Marx Brothers' timing was perfect. And those two brothers made that look very easy, didn't they? But what a lot of rehearsal and practice it would have taken for them to mirror each other's actions so perfectly. Well, apart from the end, but I think that was deliberate. Well, in our Bible reading that we heard, James writes about a mirror. And he says that the Bible is like a mirror, a place where we see ourselves. We might ask, well, where do we see ourselves in the Bible mirror? Well, we see ourselves in the stories that Jesus told. I think of the prodigal son, who was lost and then found. And we see ourselves in him. We think of the time when the children, the young people, were trying to get to Jesus and they were being prevented. But they came through when Jesus said, "Let the children come to me." And we see ourselves coming to Jesus, seeking his blessing. And we see ourselves in those first disciples who listened to the words of Jesus and who were then sent out to tell the good news. We see ourselves in the disciples. And we see ourselves in the many poor and needy and sick people who Jesus touched or spoke to and healed. We see ourselves in their need. And in many, many more places in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, we recognize ourselves when we look in the Bible mirror. We see ourselves as we are now, but we also see ourselves as we could be. We see ourselves as we are becoming. Most of all, when we look in the Bible mirror, we catch a reflection of Jesus. Jesus is the mirror image of his Father God. Jesus is God's reflection. And we want others to see that reflection in our lives. We want others to see Jesus reflected in us. We want to be like Jesus. We want to be kind like Jesus was kind. We want to forgive like Jesus forgave. We want to help like Jesus helped. We want to love like Jesus loved. And James reminds us that sometimes we forget to look in the Bible mirror. And so we forget to look at Jesus. James tells us to keep on looking in the Bible, to see what is reflected, and then, most importantly, to go and do something about it. Not to just hear the word and forget, like walking away from a mirror, but to hear, to think, to process it, and then act and do something about it. We don't just sit and listen on Pentecost Sunday, we go and do. That's the message of Pentecost, the day on which the Holy Spirit came down on those believers and on many others on that day. On that day, in that moment, they were given the power to put the words of Jesus, the teaching of Jesus that they'd heard throughout his time among them, into practice. That was the time to go and do. To go from Jerusalem to Samaria, to the ends of the earth. And by the power of the Spirit, that's what they did. And we share in their mission today. Today, God gives you and me the gift of his Holy Spirit to people of all ages. We can never be too young or too old to receive the Spirit, to be given the power and the strength to go and do. And what do? Well, James tells us to go and look after and care for those who are in need, to help in practical ways. He mentions the widows and the orphans. And we could add today anyone we know who is vulnerable or in need. And James tells us that we will be blessed by God in what we do. Very important. He says it is in the doing that the blessing is to be found. And it's a blessing for the one that receives, but it's a blessing also for the one who gives. So if we're seeking the Lord's blessing, we go from here seeking to do. Like those Marx brothers in the video, it takes a lot of practice, a lot of time to copy Jesus, to mirror his love. And sometimes we get it wrong. And sometimes we have to laugh at ourselves and our mistakes. But if we keep on looking in the Bible mirror, keep on remembering and doing, then we will find that new blessings will follow. And one day, we shall see Jesus face to face, and we shall see his perfect reflection in us. What a wonderful promise. What a wonderful hope. Thanks be to God for his Spirit. Amen.